CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, golly, where the things disappear to in this house. I never knew it to fail. Oh, honey! Oh, golly. Now, where'd she disappear to? Honey!
I thought you'd gone to work.
No, I haven't gone to work.
I was doing breakfast dishes, and I heard this crash.
Yeah, well, I knocked some books off my desk.
I knew the children were still asleep. I can imagine who was in the den here. What are you looking for?
Looking for a big manila envelope to put my picture in.
Did you pick them up?
Did I pick what up?
The books. Oh, no, honey, you didn't.
Oh, hold on.
Move your feet now and swivel your chair so I can get them up here.
Right, I'll get them.
Break the back, son. And what did you say you were looking for?
I am looking for a picture of me. That the only one I've got. I'm supposed to send it in to the newspaper. That big manila envelope. I'm going to put my picture in it. And
what picture?
One I'm sending to the newspaper, announcing my acceptance as a member of the park board. Yeah, I guess it'll be in tonight since I'm attending my first meeting, By the way, you better plan an early dinner. The meeting is at 8 o'clock.
Well, I hope the newspaper gets the story straight and spells your name right this time.
Yeah, it'd be nice for a change, wouldn't it? Boy, after that last thing. Where is an envelope, would you please? I just bought a whole batch of them. I don't want to carry the picture downtown.
Look in that drawer down there. Which picture are you giving them?
Yeah, this one.
This one?
Yes.
Do you realize how many years ago this was taken? At least 10.
So?
So why don't you take time to have some decent pictures taken?
Well, we did, that. They were terrible. It's the only good picture I've got.
Oh, you've got some others. Very nice. This is 10 years old.
Well, so what? Who knows that? At least it's a good picture. It looks just like me. I haven't changed that much in 10 years. Have I?
I didn't say anything.
Well, no, you didn't say anything, but you looked.
Well, I only think that you should have some other decent pictures taken of you now. You just got some good snapshots, really, that's all. You put it off and put it off and put it off. Now, you don't want to be still giving this picture out when you're 80. So when people see it, they say, boy, look at the funny collar he's wearing. That must have been taken a century ago.
All right. I'll try to get them taken. When I get time, look, give me the picture.
When I get time, that's what you always say to me. If you don't, don't do it now, you never do it.
You want me to go down now and get it taken so I can get a new picture in the newspaper by tonight? After all, let's be practical. Give me this, will you? I'll slide it in a magazine. I'll get an envelope at the office and send it over to the paper. Now, remember, honey, will you please plan an early dinner tonight?
Early dinner tonight. Yeah. All right, dear, I will. Don't wander off now. Daddy will be home any minute. We're going to have an early dinner.
Are you and Daddy going out tonight?
Just Daddy. Going to his first meeting tonight as a new member of the park board. Why don't you set the table for Mommy, will you?
Sure. You mean Daddy's going to be in charge of the park now?
No, not in charge. He's just on the board. That's a committee of men who decide things about the park, I guess. I don't really know too much about it myself, and neither does Daddy, really. But
he was asked, so. You mean Daddy's important now?
Important? No, your Daddy is always important. My goodness, Betsy, what a thing to say. Daddy's important to me and to you and to Bobby and... Well, he's well-known in business circles here in town.
No, I meant being famous.
Well, Daddy's famous enough for me.
He isn't famous like Pat Boone or Elvis Presley.
Well, no, but go on now. Set the table, dear. Come on.
When I grow up, I'm going to marry somebody famous.
All right. Here, put the silverware on now.
Didn't you want to marry somebody famous?
I wanted to marry your Daddy, whom I love very, very much.
I know. I love Daddy, too. But I just meant, if you had married somebody else, somebody famous, Would I still be me?
Oh, no, no, not exactly, I guess. I mean, well, you look like your daddy now, so if I'd married somebody else, why, I suppose you might have looked like him, yes.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Oh, Betsy, look, I'm trying to get dinner, dear. Right now, I'll explain later, honey.
You always say that.
Well, I thought I did answer you. What is it you want to know, dear?
If you had married Elvis Presley, would he be my father?
Yes, I trust he would have been. Yeah, now, please set the table, will you? Come on,
well,
now.
Well, I know you love Daddy, but if Elvis Presley had asked you to marry him...
I would still have married Daddy.
But Elvis Presley is famous.
Set the table. Now, I do not want to dwell any longer on the thought of being married to Elvis Presley. Your father is famous, too, right here in town. And being a member of the park board is very, very important. Now, set the table.
Here it is, here it is, here it is, honey. See my picture in the paper?
Yeah, sure.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did. First thing I looked for when the paper came this afternoon, and they got everything right, too, I know.
Yeah.
Now, Betsy, Daddy's home, dear. Come on, we're going to have dinner right away.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Yes, honey. It's
did you read
nice.
What it said?
Yes, I did.
Mr. Piper will join the other members of the park board tonight
at
8 o'clock.
Bobby?
What, dear?
Where's Bobby?
Oh, he's asleep. He didn't take a nap, so I fed him and put him to bed at 5:30. Did you wash your hands?
Hey, young lady, don't I get a greeting of some sort?
Hi.
Hi, she said. Betsy, honey, look here. Here, I want to show you something. See your daddy's picture in the paper? Right here?
Uh-huh. I saw it.
Oh. What do you think your daddy's getting on the park board, huh?
Okay, I guess.
Go wash your hands, dear. Dinner's ready. And you soap, sweetheart.
It's okay, she guesses. Boy, is she getting blasé.
Well, she's just going through a phase.
Yeah? Which phase?
Oh, the one where she wishes her parents were famous. The next phase will be when she's sure we aren't her parents, that she is really the daughter of a king or some movie star or something like that, you know.
What?
Right now, she wishes I had married Elvis Presley, or that you had married Marilyn Monroe or something.
Well...
Or that they had married each other and that she was their child is probably more like it, you know.
What in the damn hell are you talking about?
Don't worry about it. Come to the table before things are cold. Now, you all set for the meeting tonight?
No. I'm going to shave and put on a clean shirt. You know, after dinner, I'd go up and kind of...
No, here, you carry the meat platter in, will you do?
Yeah.
And then do you have a list of things you're going to suggest for improvements in the park and the zoo and all that? Well, you said you were going to do that, you know, make a list of things so that you can get up to the meeting tonight.
No. I changed my mind. I mean, since I don't know too much about it yet, I thought maybe I'd better just sit back and listen for a while.
Well,
you know,
I think, dear, it would give a better impression if you said something.
Oh?
Yes, I do.
You
so
anything?
Well, you know what I mean. So it shows you've been thinking about it. And she'll be a real asset to the park board. I mean, you don't want to think you're just a numbskull who never has any ideas, you know.
Well, I know, but... Well, maybe. Maybe. I thought of a few things, as a matter of fact.
Well, then I think you ought to mention them.
For example, I think there should be a bigger parking place, you know, for people who drive down to the band concerts.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well,
there
could be.
There's
been a lot of complaints
about that, you know.
Sure, everybody drives down.
I mean, you get a full crowd down there, you know. There's just no room to park at all. People go crazy.
Did you wash your hands with soap?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, sit down, both of you, and just bring in the salad. Do you have any other ideas to suggest tonight, dear?
Well, I think a special picnic ground should be set aside so the whole park isn't littered up, you know, the way it's been.
Set up benches and tables.
Yeah.
How
many times... Betsy, why don't you sit down, honey? What's the matter with you? Why do you keep staring at me?
I don't know.
Oh?
Nothing.
Kind of proud of your daddy getting on the park board and getting his picture in the paper, huh?
Elvis Presley's picture was on a billboard. And, gee, his face was just as big as his house. It was the most wonderful big picture. picture.
Betsy, now sit up and take your elbows off the table, will you, please?
Why is our life suddenly filled with Elvis Presley?
Dear, I explained. Let's talk about your meeting tonight. I know you didn't think much of my suggestion the other day, but I really think you should say something about buying a gorilla.
Oh.
A gorilla?
Uh-huh.
Are they going to have a gorilla at the park zoo now?
See, I told you how interested children are in a gorilla in the zoo, honey. And if the zoo is going to buy more animals, which they read in the paper a lot.
Oh, Daddy, are they going to buy gorillas?
Well, I'm trying to get your daddy to suggest it since now he's on the park board.
Well, love of Mike, will you please stop this
nonsense?
Well, you
can at least ask, dear.
Gorillas.
You can at least ask how much gorillas cost. I know they'll have to consider that, but it seems to me it's better to put your money into one thing like a gorilla that you know is going to be popular than it is to buy lots of little things like, you know, these armadillos and wolverines that, I mean, once you've seen them, you know, you go right on past the cage. You did not wash your hands with soap, young lady. Now, you go scrub them and hurry up. Soap and hot water, please.
Gee, is Daddy important enough to buy a gorilla for the zoo now? Oh, Daddy, it would be wonderful.
Well, now, don't glare at me. You admitted yourself gorillas are always popular.
I don't have any idea what the zoo plans to do.
I know, dear. I just meant you could suggest it tonight at the meeting. You'd make every child in town happy, especially your daughter, who would be very impressed by Daddy.
You mean I gotta buy a gorilla so my daughter will think I'm as great as Elvis Presley, is that it?
Boy.
Darling, she's going through a phase. Now, try to understand. Now, calm down and eat your dinner so you can get to your meeting. You don't need to catch upstairs, dear. I'm not asleep. I'm reading. You're later than I thought you'd be. Well... Dying to hear. How'd the meeting go?
Oh, very well. Very interesting. I think I'm going to enjoy being on the park board.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy, am I tired. Well, what'd you do this evening?
Nothing. Came to bed early and I've been reading. For heaven's sake, tell me about the meeting.
Oh, well, I said it went very well. It was very interesting.
Honestly, what'd you talk about?
Oh, about park expenditure, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, did somebody give a little speech welcoming you to the park board?
Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact.
Nice things about you.
Dr. Thorpe, yes, he did. Yeah, it was all very pleasant.
Uh-huh. Who else was there? Honestly, I have to drag everything out of you. I don't know why.
Well, honey, I don't think you know any of them.
Well, did you just sit and listen, or did you talk at all and volunteer and, you know?
Well, I just listened, mostly. Once I did speak up, I said my daughter gave me orders that we were to buy a gorilla.
Did they laugh?
Oh, sure.
Anybody say anything?
Oh, yes.
Huh?
They're going to buy one. Well, I got better brush my teeth.
Wait a minute. They're going to buy one? A gorilla?
Uh-huh.
You mean at your very first meeting as a member of the park board, you made a suggestion like this and got it accepted? How did you do it?
Now, I banged my fist on the table and I said, I demand that
stop
we...
Oh, stop it. What did you do, really? Come on,
well, nothing, really. Dr. Thorpe spoke up and said, tell your daughter the gorilla was ordered last spring and a very fine specimen weighing 436 pounds will be arriving shortly. Yeah.
Oh, Betsy will be so thrilled. She'll think you accomplished. Oh, honey, aren't you pleased?
Well, yeah, I guess so. You know, I kept thinking about Elvis Presley. Look, is Betsy going to be one of those screaming teenagers who squeal and fling themselves at these crooners?
Crooner? Dear, you are dating yourself.
Oh?
I bet your teeth can get to bed. Let's worry about that phase when it happens.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, semi-live radio of yesteryear. Carol Martin speaking.